The Air Adventures of Jimmy Allen. Whitcomb, mysterious old sea captain, sends a letter to Steve Robertson imploring immediate help. Haley, government man in charge of the Quackenbush murder case, makes the astounding statement that the address given in Whitcomb's letter is only a short distance from the wharf where the Golden Star is tied up. It is now late in the afternoon of the same day. Jimmy Allen and Steve are in their room in a modest hotel close to the address in Whitcomb's letter. Listen.
Boy, if you don't look like an old sea dog, I'll drink a barrel of salt water. you look like quite a sight of yourself, Jim. Say, that was a swell idea of yours, going into that waterfront store and finding all these clothes.
Well, I thought it was a lot safer, kid. This way, there's a chance of our hanging around without being recognized.
I don't think your own mother would recognize you, Steve. Your beard sure grows a lot in 24 hours.
Oh, sorry, Doug. Let me go this way for a couple of weeks, I'd look like the old man of the mountains.
These pants of mine don't fit very good.
That's swell. If they did, people around here think it was funny.
Well, it's a good thing that you and I are living flying, Steve.
Sounds good, Steve.
Well, our faces are so tan that we could just as well have been at sea for a couple of years.
Yeah, that's a break in our favor. Now let's see now. Are you all ready?
I am. How about you?
Well, what do you think? Look all right?
I think you look swell. That bandana you got around your neck is a finishing touch.
You aren't any bugging yourself, young fella. Come on, let's go.
Hey, what's this business about stealing? Aren't sailors supposed to roll around when they walk?
Yeah, something like that. Now, let's not try to spread it on too thick. Might not look genuine. The only thing is, don't walk too fast. I never saw a sailor in a hurry.
Well, here's the street. Just where do we go?
To the left.
Okay. Boy, this is sure a lot different than the Kansas City Airport.
It's better here.
What's down there? See all those men tunnels?
Yeah, it's a great place, too. Look at all those boxes and bales on that wharf.
And all the men putting cargo on board.
I think if I hadn't taken up flying...
What about mine, too? Look at all the different countries in this interesting thing you see.
I'm telling you, excitement, too. If he gives us a silly moment, that's the same as the air does.
Yeah, and another thing, too. We think we have a lot of responsibility when we're chief pilot of an airline carrying 14 passengers in a clear crew. What about being the captain of a transatlantic steamer when the passengers and crew are up to around 4,000 or 5,000?
Responsibility. Well,
captain of a ship,
they still
must get plenty of money.
No, I don't know what they get, but they still deserve a lot. Well, here's the figure they're looking for. Come on, let's go to the left.
What are we going to do?
Maybe a couple of sailors. We'll stand right there with them. And if we find him, we'll put him asleep as soon as we're alone.
Yeah, sounds okay. At least they won't be taking any chances.
Well, that's it. We mustn't forget that the Golden Star isn't very far away. And Black Pete and that captain will be hanging around.
We'll say nothing of giving up.
He's here, and he's still made us in a hurry.
What's your floor? Hey, that's the number on the opposite side of the street?
Yeah. Well, he's all right. Let's go in here for a second. Sort of look things over.
There's a fire over the door. And Sailor's Hold.
No, that's not surprising. There's lots of places like that near the waterfront.
Well, what do you say? Are we going over?
Yeah, we can wait for him.
Oh,
it's
all right, huh? I've got a lot of room.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, up these steps.
Shall we rescue
them in the boat?
Oh, no,
no, I don't think so. Seems to be a little off inside the front door. Let's go in.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Oh, we're looking for an old shipmate of ours by the name of Ezra Whitcomb.
Ezra Whitcomb, eh? Yeah, that's fine. You two are the second ones that have asked for him this afternoon.
We are, huh? Who else was looking for him?
Not so fast, my boys, not so fast. Who are you? Are you friends of Whitcomb?
Yeah, we be. We've been known him for years.
Ah, that's no sound right. I've known Ezra for years, and I never seen you two before. I'll tell you what you can do. Come on in this room and let's talk about it.
All righty. Come on in, Jim.
Okay. Just step in here and then I'll close the door.
Sure thing, shipmate.
Now tell me, who are you and what do you want with Whitcomb?
Well, I don't believe it'll do much good to give you our name as far as you've never seen us before.
But I never heard it from mention you sometimes.
Well, tell us first, is Whitcomb here?
I don't know what I'll be telling you enough. You can't be very good friends, Ezra, or you wouldn't be afraid to give me your name.
Well, we come here because Ezra asked us to.
And how am I to know that?
Well, Jim, we sort of got a stand of stump there, ain't we?
Yes, sir. Well, listen, boys. I followed the sea for years, and after that I've been running a sailor's home for 15. I know a sailor when I lay eyes on him. You lads don't follow the sea. Now, what are you, government men?
No, we're not government men. What makes you think we're not sailors, Katie?
You got the clothes and you got the windburn faces, but if you're sailors, my name ain't Sam Baker.
All right, Mr. Baker. I guess there's no use trying to fool with you. Take a look at this letter.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're Robertson and this is young Allen, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You did right by coming clean with me. I'm a friend of Ezra Whitcomb, and just a friend. I've known him for 15 years, nearly a year. I'd do anything I could for the old boy. He did me a good turn once, and I'll never forget it.
Well, tell us, Mr. Baker, is he here? Can we see him?
No, boy, you can't. He ain't here.
Dog, great.
But he said he'd wait for us.
I know that, but he didn't.
Well, when did he leave?
He left early this afternoon. Not more than an hour before.
Before Black Pete came looking for him.
Black Pete? You know about it. He came looking for Whitcomb this afternoon, didn't he?
He did. And I'm afraid of him.
Why are you afraid of him?
Oh, he's a devil, I tell you. A devil. He's the latest sailor on the high seas that can hit harder than he can.
Yes, I can justify to that all right.
Oh, so he's secure, hasn't he?
Yeah. And he let me have one of the jaw in Boston. Just before we caught him aboard the Golden Star.
The Golden Star? Why, he's tied up at a wharf here almost a stone's throw away.
Yeah, we know that. Is Black Peter aboard him?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. He's plenty thick with that rascally skipper of his.
Yes, we know that, too.
Well, what about Whitcomb? Do you know where he went?
No, I don't. That's what I'm scared of. Yeah, I'm afraid I don't understand you, Mr. Baker.
Yes, why should you be afraid of not knowing where he is?
Black Pete said he'd kill me if I didn't kill him.
Yes, but you can't tell him if you don't know.
Yes, but he thinks I know.
Well, if you're such a good friend of the police, well, why didn't he tell you where he was going?
I think he must have known Black Pete coming looking for him. He said, Sam, he said, if I don't tell you where I'm going, you won't be able to tell anyone else.
Oh, yes, I see.
Didn't he say anything else? Is he coming back?
He didn't say nothing about that. But how did you know about Jimmy Allen and myself?
Well, he told me about you. He told me you might be coming looking for him. He says, too, when it was safe, he'd let me know where he was.
Well, that's something anyway.
Listen, Mr. Becker. Now, don't you have any idea where Whitcomb went?
Oh, you've got no idea at all. He might be here in New York somewhere. Then again, he might be on his way to China.
And the thing that comes to me is how he knew Black Pete was going to come looking for him.
I don't know about that. He comes in all about 2 o'clock with his face looking whiter than a new sailor. He packs his bag and tells me what I think he told me. Then he leaves by the back way.
By the back way?
Yeah.
The back door leads out into an alley.
He wasn't going to take any chances of meeting Black Pete coming in the front door.
Maybe the king found out about the golden star putting in here.
Oh, that would have been easy. He was always loafing around down at the waterfront. Either that, or he saw Black Pete before Black Pete saw him.
Well, let's be on our way. We know where to go next.
Oh, listen, boy. Listen. Don't believe him.
I'm scared of this Black Pete, I tell you. I'm scared of him. He's going to come back and kill me.
If he comes back and makes any trouble, you call the police.
The police won't do any good. Black Pete kills me before they get here.
No. Take it easy. Come up here. I'll figure what we'll do, Mr. Baker. We may be around here now for several days. I think possibly we will. Now, we'll check out the place we're staying and come on over here and stay with you. Now, Black Pete will impress you while we're around.
Oh, thank a lot, Mr. Robertson. And tell me now, where might you go now?
Well, I think we'll go down and pay a little visit to the Golden Star.
Oh, you've taken your life in your hands to go down there. The boat's got an evil name. There's many a man shipped down there the day to never come back.
We're going to go down and have a look at her anyway, Mr. Baker.
Yeah. If I was you, I'd wait till it starts getting dark. You're going to have more chance getting by your sailors if people don't see you too well.
Yeah, that's an idea. I think that's pretty good advice. Now, we'll stay here, Jim, until it begins to get dark.
It won't be more than half an hour.
Now, Mr. Baker, can you tell us anything more? What more do you know about Black Pete?
Oh, he's a tough one, Hubert. He killed maybe two or three ports that I know of. To say nothing of other places I don't know about.
I should think he'd have been in trouble with the law.
Oh, he's been in trouble like heap at times. Not only with the law, but he was mixed up with a mutiny once.
A mutiny?
He was beat an escaped convict, too.
An escaped convict?
Yeah, he killed a first sailor in the street brawl in Marseille, France. He was taken to Devil's Island for life, but somehow or other he got away from there. Oh, I tell you, boy.
What a reputation Black Pete has. Will he prevent Jimmy and Steve from finding Ezra Whitcomb? Tune in Jimmy Allen's next story adventure for some startling development. The program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.